Whole New Ball Game by Martin Davis. Episode 3, Hungary.
Rum butter with it? With muesli? For breakfast?
Robert had it with his Frosties.
Oh, he would. He'd eat cling film on toast if you told him to.
A full fridge is an insult to Africa. We're going through the shelves in date order.
So we just ticked Christmas 87. Oh, I'll get the party hats out, shall I?
Oh, there's no need to be silly. Do you want any or not?
No, because I no longer eat animal products. I'm completely vegetarian. The whole hog.
Does that mean you'll be taking all your suede and leather down to the Oxfam shop?
It's a gradual process, yes. They'll be phased out in time.
Oh, well, let me know when, then. There's a few things I quite fancy.
Fair enough. Right, I've got the day off today. I'm going out. I'll be back tonight.
That Andy Hunt, is it? With the leather jacket?
Might be. Oh, and if it is, I'll tell him you've got first refusal on half his wardrobe when he's phased it out. Okay.
Double computer studies. Glad that's over. Is that thunder?
No, it's my stomach. It's a bit upset. Well, upset and empty.
That's not like your mum, Mrs. Calorie. I mean, your dad was no lightweight.
She's gone all withdrawn. Less means more, that sort of thing.
Why don't you come home to my place for lunch?
No, I'd better go and find her.
Go walk about again.
No, she'll be round the church, cleaning. Or in the church hall at the soup kitchen.
Crikey, things that tight?
She's a ladler. Sandra Benedict's thing. Hopeless and homeless week.
She must be on speed. How does she do it all?
It keeps her occupied. Can't stand being on her own. She's thinking of working for Janet's mum as well. Another cleaning job.
Mrs. Tyson? Social worker, isn't she?
Yeah.
It'll be filthy then. Give that a miss.
Perhaps I should give it the once over.
Yeah, do that. Cersei, you're at school. Your mum's out. That leaves Bible.
At work. It's hell at the DSS.
Oh, of course, of course. You never take time off, does she?
Well, the odd day.
You let me know. The odd day, would you?
Guy, you saw her at the disco with Andy. He's halfway down the track. You're still in the changing room.
He's not right for her.
She's over 18.
Your dad wouldn't have said that. I can see trouble, Ed, mate.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Down the ladder. A kiss. A French kiss. Heavy petting. Handling. And then, the final abyss.
Teenage pregnancy?
No. The use of contraceptives. Is that what you want?
Oh, he's all right. He's got a job. Mechanic at the garage. He's okay.
You're just saying that. To get out of doing anything. Your sister's out of control. Mark my words. It's up to you, Rob. What are you going to do?
Perhaps I might have a word with Mum.
A word with Mum? What are you, a pygmy shrew? Barbara needs saving. Saving for someone better. Someone who devotes his life to her. Who protects her. Who touch her and caress her gently. Well, gently at first, and then we grow in.
I've said I'll have a word with Mum. All right.
Only put off the evil day. You've got to do it, Rob. You've got to do it for her sake. And for her... God.
All right.
Oh, lovely. I feel... so relaxed.
Well, that'll be me leathers. I've just sprayed them with Scotch Guard.
Beats Bostick any day.
You want to do it? Now?
We won't get caught.
It's not a house for miles.
And it's going to be safe, is it?
Yeah. It won't go off very fast.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Comfortable?
Yeah, it feels good.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm riding it! I'm riding the beast!
Okay, just let her go!
Right down the field! In a hurry?
Oh, hello, Janet. Well, yeah, I'm sort of going to lunch.
So am I. I'll walk along with you. If I can keep up. Weather's not too bad. Although, is that thunder? Going home for lunch?
Not sure. Depends where Mum is.
Church Hall, I'd guess. There's a tremendous queue outside.
Yeah, it's been getting out of hand. There's been complaints from other cafes. They'll be going bankrupt, they say.
She's awfully busy, isn't she? Are you sure she can manage cleaning at our place?
I don't know.
Hey, why don't we discuss it over a cup of coffee? Wages and hours, that sort of thing.
Yeah, some other time, Janet. We'll do that. Must rush.
Right. Okay.
Isn't there anybody not in a rush these days?
This is O'Malley. That's the third bowl you've had today. If you've been stealing tickets, I'll take your accreditation away and you'll be back to Sally Army sausages. Now just form an orderly queue. An orderly queue, I said. Right. So I'll take out the first man or woman who gives Mrs. Patterson any more trouble.
Father, it's been getting a little hectic. My head is swimming.
Hang on in there, Mrs. Patterson. I tell you, offer these winos free soup, and the next minute it's anarchy in the UK.
But isn't giving wonderful? I mean, Christ gave his life. He died for us.
Well, indeed he did. I'd rather not go the same way for a bowl of vegetable soup. Get back, you scum! Right, next, please. God, these tramps get younger and younger.
Hello, Father, it's me.
Patterson, take that bowl out of your hands immediately.
Robert, did I do sandwiches for your lunch?
No, you didn't. Oh, but it doesn't matter. They said it was the only way I could get to see you with a bowl.
Oh, get him out of here. He's too well dressed. He's overfeeding. Feed up.
Mrs. Barclay, if I don't come that Cockney accent with me. You were the wife of a chartered accountant on $25,000. It's no use wearing fingerless mittens if you insist on keeping your diamond rings on.
It was just a joke, Father. But I mean, this soup is absolutely divine. I wonder, Mrs. Patterson, if I could have the recipe. Is there just a touch of coriander?
Look, don't even bother to reply, Mrs. Patterson. Just get out of here, Mrs. Barclay. Right. Could I have a genuine down and out, please?
I want to talk to you, ma'am.
Oh, don't be silly, Robert. I can't talk now. Look at all these people. When he's serving. I'll see you later.
Yes, right. Push off, Patterson. Get back to school.
I'll have to wait, Robert. I'm sorry.
Look, I'll just help myself with a bowl. Mrs. Patterson, join the diners. Mingle a little. See if anyone's read my Catholics in Cardboard City leaflet. I'll have your bowl, Patterson, thank you. Look, try not to trip over the meth drinkers on your way out.
Just eat it. You can't cook, so you take what's on offer.
Well, it doesn't taste much like mince to me.
Well, that's because you're used to half a ton of hormones in your meat.
It's soy or everything when you shop. Isn't there anything you can't do with this bean?
Yes, it can't stop you whinging.
Wish Mum was here. Haven't seen her since lunchtime. She's acting very strangely.
Well, you should be quite happy together then. Right, I'm going out. You and Mum give me the creeps.
What, you're going out?
That's what I said.
You'll be meeting people. Somebody.
Well, I'm not going to meditate on the problems of time travel.
Is it
what?
Is it Andy?
You nosy git.
Well, yes, I'm sorry. Well, no. I have to say that...
What do you have to say? You don't have to say anything.
Well, no, I don't. But is he good company?
Well, he's a damn sight more fun than the Cardinal Basil Hume.
No, I mean, as opposed to being bad company. Is he... Might there not be some occasion of,
What, scintillating syncopation? Sinbad the Sailor?
Occasion of, synchronising your watches, in case you're late, any other time.
You're completely cracked. If only Dad could see you now. Oh, you'll be all right now. Here's Mum. Two aliens together.
Hello.
Mum, you look terrible.
There's soup in your hair.
They went for him, Father Benedict. But it was the communion wine they were after. Four bottles of it, the devils.
I'll get you a cup of tea.
No, not with soya milk, you won't.
You need a rest.
Yes, I think I do. My ladling arm's gone all stiff.
Why don't you have a lie down upstairs?
Yes, I'll do that. Oh, my head. Don't worry. I'll be okay in an hour or two.
Look what you've done.
Me?
You haven't looked after her.
She's overdoing it. We've got to do more.
Well, who's doing the shopping and cooking?
Well, I can shop.
And cook?
I can boil potatoes.
Well, it looks like it's spuds you have to like then. Right, I'll look after me and Mum. You can sort yourself out.
Don't you worry, I'll do it.
Right, well, I'll be off.
Oh,
With Mum in bed?
Oh, panicking already, Nurse. Don't worry. I'll be back in an hour. It's a driving lesson, if you must know. Shall we synchronise watches? It's 6:15 and 20 seconds. I'm leaving the planet Groton now. Earth, are you receiving me?
School playground has been thoroughly reprehensible. My staff are not here to act as bouncers or prison officers.
Sir Barbara's all right, is she?
If you boys,
of course she's all right.
It's
Mum's ill. Oh, yeah, I see.
There's only one option.
She'll be all right. Just forget it. You think so?
Of
course. Just leave her alone. Ill people. They don't want anyone fussing around her. You think so? Barbara's going to get a few days off work to look after her. Barbara! Taking time off!
Entwistle, see me after assembly.
Yes, Father.
There are many some of you who think that knocking spells out of the
constant supervision, that's what your mum needs. Can I help? I've always been close to your mum. You hardly know her. Ah, but we had that instant thing, you know. I'd hate to see anything happen to her. That's a really nice guy. Don't mention it. I'll come round. Just let me know the ropes, sir. When Barb was there, I could fill in the gaps.
And lock up. Entwistle, don't bother seeing me. Automatic detention tonight, all right?
You can bang all you like. Soup's off.
Must be very disappointing for them.
There's no need for a needy rights march. I can't help it if your mother's ill.
I suppose it was the lack of notice. Couldn't you have got a replacement later today?
What, after what they did yesterday? You can smell the fear. I've had the same response to volunteers as Gary Cooper had in High Noon.
Oh, you must have noticed Mum's going on,
though. Not at all. When she left early, I thought she was slipping out for another gallon drum of mixed herbs.
I've just been home. The doctor's been. It's delayed shock and overwork. A week in bed, that's what she needs.
Good. Complete rest. I'll be round as often as possible, then.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Father. Barbara's taking time off for housework, some shopping, and almost everybody's cooking.
Well, that's all well and good as far as it goes, but I think your mother needs a man's support.
A man?
Yes, that solid, dependable thing.
Oh, well, harm there.
Yes, I'm talking about, you're not quite, no disrespect, of course.
None taken, I suppose.
Jester, pass me that heavy wooden statue of Joseph of Arimathea, Patterson. I'll club the first man to breach those doors.
Right, Father, here we are.
Good. Let's sort them out. There's nothing a man likes more than a scrap. Right, you lot of feckless workshy yobs. If anyone's damaged the decorative ironwork, there's going to be big, big trouble.
Don't keep wasting your lunch hour on him, Jan. It's not worth it.
It's okay. I like having a walk round.
You weren't part of that demo, were you?
Well, almost got caught up in it. Do you know who I thought I saw? Mrs. Barclay Farr. That snotty-nosed bitch. Spitting image. Couldn't have been, though. Wielding a crowbar, she was. Anyway, gotta go. My cordon bleu evening class awaits. Chicken en cocotte bon femme.
And chips? Oh, I could murder chicken and chips.
Two potatoes cut in large olive shapes. Sorry, love, chips are off. See you.
See you. We're going to have to wean you off chicken and chips, Mr. Carnivore. Hey, why don't you come home for lunch tomorrow? I'll do you rice and avocado salad.
Yeah, only if it's with chips, then I might consider it.
Done. And in return, you can test me on the highway code.
Yeah, cars. Don't know why you bother.
I've got the taste for it now. I just want wheels.
Stick to two. 4-1 all the road.
Yeah, but you don't get stopped by the police every 2 seconds.
Well, that's their problem, not bikers. Anyway, I'll make it round your place tomorrow. Not even a complete roadblock would stop me. In fact, I'll make it a long lunch. I've got to deliver some spare parts your way.
No problem. I've got the whole day off to tend the casualty of the soup scrummies. No one will bother us.
Ooh.
I forced Rabbit into eating out at last.
I'll have a double chicken and mushroom pie, please.
Chips or boiled?
Both, please.
That's 85 pence extra. Here! Wasn't it your mother running that soup kitchen round the church? Newly put us out of business. Good job it closed yesterday. I'm sure you're her boy.
No, you must be mistaken.
Could have fooled me then. Right, £3.75 plus £1 surcharge.
Surcharge?
Loss of business surcharge, all right?
Oh, well, okay.
Thank you. You know, free food's all very well, but it's no good for the economy.
What? Have you got to do something? Well, what do you want, Guy? I'm just about to have my first decent meal in 5 days. I'm up to here with Marmite sandwiches.
Oh, sod the food. I've just been just past your house. That dune buggy's outside. He's in there with Barbara.
How do you know it's Barbara's day off today?
You told me.
No, I didn't. You've been camped out there. What happened to your double physics this morning?
Oh, doesn't matter. He's thinking he's in there alone with her.
Mum's there.
Oh, you're so stupid. Naive, don't you see? The danger. He could be every French petting her now, pouring her with greasy hands. Oh, it's obscene. Oh,
I can't do anything. I can't. I've tried. She can be so cruel.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I'm going to have my dinner first.
Oh, you're not. You're going round there. You're going to put your foot down now.
What do I do with this plate load, then?
Oh, that's all right. I'll have it. Feeling sort of peckish anyway.
Oh, God, what do I say? What do I do? He's sort of big.
Oh, so is Goliath. Get round there, sharpish.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. Oh, look at this. The condemned man. I don't even get my last meal.
Oh, cut the cackle. Do something.
All right. I'm gone.
Great stuff, mate. Right. There's some collie with this. Extra dumplings and a lemon meringue pie to follow.
Everything but a kitchen sink, isn't it?
Bananas, apples, carrots, nasturtiums and all the normal stuff as well.
Yeah, it was all right. And the main course will be in, what, half an hour?
Yeah, all the old jokes, eh? You've just got to educate your stomach.
Ooh, we're ready for school, teacher. Me and Mr. Gut, we're all yours. Spankings, please, for all the wrong answers. A very private lesson.
Hello? Anyone at home? Mrs. Patterson?
Oh, yes, I'm in here. We're in the living room.
Ah, Barbara. Oh, so you're from the disco.
Yeah, me.
Oh, this is nice, Barbara, looking after your mother. My, but those whiners have missed her. But I think the barbed wire should hold.
She's upstairs. You can go up.
Of course. I wonder, is there any chance of a bite to eat?
We're having salad.
Oh, really? Nothing hot, is there? Soup or...
I'll see what's in the fridge.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Well,
Andy.
Well, Andrew... It must be very beneficial for you, seeing a religious family in action.
I don't see much different from any other.
Well, I'm sure you'll learn, eventually. Right, well, I'd better see how Mrs. Patterson is. Let me know when food's up. I leave you to contemplate that finely coloured portrait of our Polish pontiff. Over there.
Huh?
On the wall.
Oh, yeah, right.
Hmm. Fast food lunch again, Robert.
Oh, Janet. Keep bumping into you. Coincidence.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Sorry your mum's not well.
Thanks.
Perhaps you shouldn't do my mum's cleaning.
No, perhaps you shouldn't. Your mum's a social worker, isn't she?
Yes. Does that matter?
No.
Why don't you come round and have a look at the house? I could do some lunch. I've got some cold chicken legs.
Meat?
Yes. Are you a vegetarian?
Oh, God, no. Chicken? Really?
Yes, chicken.
Oh, well, maybe then. Oh, but I ought to be at home.
Oh, don't worry. Barbara's looking after your mum. Come on, it's just round the corner.
Well, I don't know. Maybe then.
Mmm. And this only took 3 minutes in the microwave.
Well, about that.
Yeah. Do you know, this Polish pontiff bloke looks a bit like my Uncle Jeff.
The Pope is everybody's favourite uncle.
Well, I hope he's not mine, because my Uncle Jeff's in clink. He's an embezzler.
Yeah, well, they'd have a lot in common then.
Thank you, Barbara. There's no need for that. I can quite distinctly remember you sending a love letter to the Pope.
Just after your first communion, it was.
No.
Yes. Okay, Father. It was a very long time ago.
Yes, and your best handwriting it was. Actually asking to marry you.
Oh, you were gone on the Pope.
Oh, what a twerp, eh?
Enough of that, Father. Here, finish off the shepherd's pie.
Oh, thank you. Such a sweet girl. Now, what did it say exactly? Oh, not too hard with a spoon, Barbara. It's going to spatter my...
Oh, it has.
Chicken. Oh, chicken.
Yes, it's quite common. It's like a small turkey.
Mmm, but have you had unflavoured soya chunks?
They're very nutritious.
Oh, I couldn't care less. I just want to taste something.
Cold chicken's not that awe-inspiring.
Oh, it's lovely. Mmm. What's on this salad?
French dressing.
French?
I haven't gone too heavy on the vinegar, have I?
Heavy?
The vinegar.
Because
the cats were terrible when I was mixing it, all under my feet. Do you have any pets?
Petting?
No, pets.
Oh, God, I can't stay, Jane. I can't stay.
Where are you going? You haven't eaten your chicken.
Can't stop. Must go. The door won't open. It won't open.
It's the handle. It's stiff.
Oh, God. Must go.
Is he up there for good now?
I bloody well hope so. Oh,
so do I. He cleaned up the pie in one. I wouldn't mind a bit myself.
Oh, you don't want that poison. Right, I want some more questions.
Oh, boring, aren't you? Okay, last year, car user casualties fell by 6%. Biker casualties fell by...
What? That's not in the highway code.
Wrong, sorry, 21%. Proving bikers are better drivers in every way.
Oh, pathetic. Look, this is serious. I've got to know it all. Give it us here.
I'm the examiner. I can ask what I like.
Come on, I want it. Don't mess around.
Well, come and get it then, Pope Charmer.
Right.
Ow! Oh, marry me, Pope.
Hello, it's me. I'm coming in immediately.
I don't believe it.
Hello, Barbara. And Andy. Oh, God, what are you doing? On the settee. And with the highway code.
What the hell are you doing here? You've got English.
Yeah, cancelled. That's it. Cancelled. Father Rogers off with two other members of staff. Epidemic.
What, plague of boils, is it?
I think I'll be going. It's quite busy here. I've got to get back to the garage.
Oh, no, don't go.
Oh, no. You go, Andy. 2 hours away from the garage is quite long enough.
How do you know he's been here for 2 hours?
Yeah, the salad. Quite cold now. Elementary, my dear Watson. And the warmth of the settee. Heavy petrol stains on the road under the bike.
What?
Simple deduction. Right, I'm going up to see Mum now. Bye, Andy. So pleased you could pop by, briefly.
The religious family. Whew. Sure he's different.
Oh, it's all right. He's on drugs. Neat candle wax. No problem. There's no need to go.
No, I don't know.
Oh, really? No one else will come.
Hello, it's me.
Weird, really weird.
Oh, bugger!
Well, hello. Haven't interrupted anything, have I? Anything heavy? Well, no, anything at all, really. Well, Barbara, and just how do you feel about the situation in South Africa? Mum, it's me. Can I come in? Mum?
Oh.
It's me, Mum.
Oh, Father Benedict. Father. Father, you're so heavy.
Oh, no. Oh. At it. They're at it. They're all at it.
Oh, blasphemy. Oh, too much.
And they were there, Janet. I saw them in the dark.
If it was dark, how could you see them?
I could hear them. Father Benedict was moaning. He was on the bed, right over her. My mother.
You're just imagining things.
She was stroking his head.
Calm down, Robert. Just calm down. You need an arm around you.
Oh, Janet. You can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Don't worry. You're safe here. With me.
I am. With you. Yeah. Oh, Janet.
Oh, Robert.
Oh.
Now then, are you tucked up nice and tight, Father?
Oh, that's wonderful, Mrs. Patterson. But you mustn't worry about me. You'll catch your death of cold in your night clothes.
My word, but you brought a lot up, didn't you? Fancy feeding you that shepherd's pie. I meant to throw it out just before Gregory died. Oh,
that's not your fault, Mrs. Patterson. I blame your daughter.
I know. She needs taking in hand. Now, I just go and get a bucket and disinfectant and clean up the bathroom.
Oh, you're too good, Mrs. Patterson. I'm sure Entwistle can do that, can't you, Entwistle?
Well, I ought to be getting on now.
Sink out. I don't know why he can't do it himself. It's his own fault.
No, I think I can stay and help out. Here, Barbara, I'm coming.
I don't know what got into Robert. He just seemed to burst in and then...
Burst out, indeed. Something wrong with that boy. Oh, his bed's not in too good a shape either. Damned uncomfortable. Ooh.
He misses his father.
Well, we all miss Gregory, Mrs. Patterson, but we don't all go bananas screaming blue murder.
But it's like that inside, though, sometimes, Father.
Oh, of course. I'm sure it is. Now, when I've had a couple of hours, Kip, I'll be on my way.
You take as long as you like, Father. You're the important one around here. We can't have you under the weather. And I'll make sure I get back to looking after things in this house. And I don't want that Andy Hunt causing trouble either.
Oh, wise move, Mrs. Patterson. Oh, I wonder, Mrs. Patterson.
Yes, Father?
Well, I'm a little worried about the security of the church. The hunger marches, you know. You couldn't possibly take a walk round there, could you? Make sure everything's all right. Fresh air will do you good.
Of course, Father, of course. And thank you. You're so good to us all.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
It's 2 weeks since my...
Yes, I know how long it's been. Just get on with it.
I've been disrespectful.
Yes. These are just minnows, aren't they? Now, where do you think we ought to start?
I see. Well, I have slandered a member of the clergy.
Oh, indeed you have, Patterson. And may I say the story spread like wildfire?
I'm sorry, Father.
You do realize I had to publish a disclaimer in the church magazine?
I've read it, Father.
And people have been sniggering at me, Patterson. No smoke without fire, that sort of thing.
Can I ever be forgiven?
Well, personally, I would have said no, but, well, my hands are tied. Those damned sacraments. But by golly, there's going to be one hell of a penance at the end of this confession.
Yes, Father. There's even worse to tell you.
I cannot believe it.
I've, been impure in thought, word and deed, with a girl. It's an occasion of sin.
Do I know the girl?
Janet Tyson.
What an occasion indeed. Almost a celebration.
Please, Father. We were talking together, and I was suddenly filled with... Well, I was just filled.
Yes, don't the feeling well, Patterson. Know it well. Tell me, what's the most exciting football match you've ever seen?
This is a confession, Father.
I know. Just answer the question.
England against Belgium in the World Cup.
That's the best you can do. Oh, never mind. What you've got to do every time you feel yourself turning to stone is concentrate very hard. No, very deeply on that match. Remember the goal. There's Gascoigne with the free kick. It's over Platt's shoulder, but he swivels and volleys in one glorious movement. He scored! He scored.
Will that work?
Not a chance, but what an experience.
Oh, Father, please.
Sorry, Patterson, just my little joke. Of course it'll work.
Thank you, Father. May I continue with my lesser
sins?
Yes,
get on with it.
I've been negligent in my duties as a son.
Oh, my golly, you have. She's alone now, and what do? Watch her working herself into an early grave.
You're right, Father. But will she always be alone? Is she too old to find someone else?
Certainly not.
She's still good-looking, Father. Really nice figure. And when she's washed her hair, it's nice. It's chestnut, not grey. And she's not fat like some old people. I mean, she's all right, isn't she, Father? Father? Can you hear me, Father?
And Moore floats a lovely free kick up to Hurst, running diagonally across the goal. He meets it at the near post with his head and glances it past the Argentine goalkeeper. Surely now England have seen off a Latin American threat. With Ratton off the field, it seems a place in the semi-final is assured. Ball running everywhere, commanding the midfield.
In A Whole New Ball Game, Desmond Barrett was Father Benedict, Brenda Blevin was Mrs. Patterson, and Paul Paris was Robert. Barbara was played by Charlotte Coleman, Guy by Martina Nazeri, Janet by Claire Skinner, and Andy by Mark Straker. The part of the headmaster was played by Gordon Reed, with Jill Mears as Mrs. Barclay Farr. A Whole New Ball Game was written by Martin Davis and produced by Richard Wilson. Walking dog with Jesus.